Indian shares ended higher on Monday, with the Nifty index hitting the 18,000 mark after nearly 2 months, boosted by gains in public sector banks and auto stocks ahead of quarterly earnings reports this week. And NBSP. The blue chip NSE Nifty 50 index ended up 1.07% at 18,003.30, levels it last scaled in mid-November, while the benchmark S&P PBSE Sensex closed 1.09% higher at 60,395.63. Both indexes logged their eighth session of gains in 11. And NBSP. All major Nifty sub-indexes settled higher, with the PSU Banks Index advancing the most with a 3.2% gain. Nifty and number 39, S Auto Index added nearly 2%, led by 3.2% jump in two-wheeler maker Hero Moto Corp. And NBSP. The Nifty IT Index closed up 0.2%, as investors turned their focus to top companies in the sector kicking off third quarter corporate earnings on Jan 12. And NBSP. Tata Consultancy Services rose more than 3% after the software heavyweight said it plans to consider a share buyback. And NBSP. And Quat, the market expects Q3 results starting this week to be very good, particularly for IT and financials, and Quat, said VK Vijaya Kumar, chief investment strategist at Geojit Financial Services. And NBSP. The Nifty Realty Index closed 1.9% higher, led by an 11.5% surge in Suntech Realty after it logged sequential growth in quarterly pre-sales numbers. And NBSP. Among losers, Paytm shares settled 6% lower after brokerage Macquarie cut its target price on the digital payments firm to 900 rupees per share from 1,200 rupees per share. And NBSP. Meanwhile, India on Monday recorded 179,723 fresh COVID-19 infections, and the country started administering booster vaccine doses to frontline workers and vulnerable elderly people to combat the fast-spreading Omicron variant. And NBSP. Surging COVID-19 cases are being ignored by markets globally as Omicron, though fast-spreading, is not virulent and hospitalization cases are very low, Vijaya Kumar said. And NBSP,